There's one last question as we close down this evening. Where there is only a woman missionary, who does the teaching? Well, thank God for this lady named Priscilla, because she tells us what to do, doesn't she? If there was, now, when you say teaching, I presume it doesn't mean gospel, right? Is that the idea? If it's gospel work, the sister is quite free to exercise herself in gospel work. There are many single sisters out on the mission field involved in gospel work. They print, like Saloa Brown, they printed gospel tracts by the thousands. Two intrepid souls from Northern Ireland who made their way over landmined roads where the military was afraid to go. Thank God for these women. It's been the standard cry of many young men, here am I, send my sister. And so many single ladies have gone out to the field while the men stayed home and made money. They are absolutely free to share in the gospel, and they've found all sorts of ways to do it. Anne van der Laan with her orphanage in India, and all kinds of them. There are all kinds of ways to share the gospel. When it comes to the teaching of the Word of God, obviously, God's design is for the men to teach it in the meetings of the church. But like a Priscilla, there are many godly sisters who invite some of these young men into their home, and they open the Word of God with them in the home, and they instruct them in the ways of the Lord. And then they encourage those young men to get up in the meetings of the church and teach what they've learned. And the order is maintained, and God is glorified, and the young men grow and develop into godly leaders in the church. The Lord knows what he's doing, and he's thought of everything, ladies and gentlemen. He's thought of everything. And our challenge is to think God's thoughts after him and to follow his magnificent plan. Shall we pray? Father, again, we do confess that we're very weak. We feel sometimes that we want to push our own way. We want to do our own thing. We're ashamed of that. We should say, like the Lord Jesus, not my will, but thine be done. How the Lord Jesus bore with his disciples. They didn't get it most of the time. They asked questions that were completely off base. They were fussing over who would be the greatest and all the rest. But he bore with them and he loved them. And he convinced them that he wanted to spend time with them. Oh, Father, we confess that just as we are, so the people in our local church, we all carry on in much weakness. We all see the truth dimly. Help us to be gracious with one another, patient with one another. As the Apostle Paul would say, let your sweet reasonableness be known unto all. And when our elders don't see it the way we think they should see it, teach us that by submitting to them, we are honoring thee, and we are trusting thee, just as Sarah trusted thee when her husband failed her. Help us to pray. Help us to turn our criticisms into prayers and pray to thee for these elders who have such an awesome responsibility in the life of the church. So, Father, keep us from being troublemakers. Keep us from being objectionable. Help us to be kindly and gentlemanly, gracious in our dealings with one another. And help us to be serious about following the light wherever it goes, whatever we've learned in these 2 weeks that perhaps has not been what we thought before. Help us to carefully search the scriptures to see if these things are so, and if they are, that our heart might respond, yes, I want to be obedient and to follow in this way, because we realize that these little things in our lives are actually big things, that these are means by which we glorify God and recognize Christ's headship and encourage the angels and defy the enemy and picture the love relationship between Christ and his bride. We thank thee for these times together. Pray for safety and travel now as we head for home. Keep us happy in the Lord Jesus. We ask in his name. Amen.